Your health isn't something to muck around with. Take a leaf out of Eddie Messina's book. A 38-year-old Jiru man who has had 5 open heart surgeries and suffered 2 strokes from not taking his health or medication seriously when he was younger. That all changed when he had this conversation with his doctor at the age of 20 after his 2nd stroke.
The next appointment, he tells me that he goes to the juvenile detention centre and he talks to the boys about health and all that. And I'm thinking, this fellow's not even Australian. He's Sri Lankan and he's doing all this. And he says, the Australian health system is free to Indigenous people. And he says, why don't we use it? We have so many sick people, but we're too scared to get better. We're just like constantly putting our sickness on hold and like all that. We just don't want to go to the doctors. And it's free for us. And in his country is like a third world country. And he doesn't understand why we don't use these things that we have for free and we take it for granted. And it was like really hit me. And I thought, wow, I can do something. I have a story. I can encourage people. I can encourage other people that we have this free health system that we don't really use. We only use it when we need it. And it's like, we should be more healthier than a non-Indigenous Australian. So yeah, it just really opened my eyes.
Juru man, Eddie Messina, Indigenous Liaison Advisor at Rheumatic Heart Disease Australia. Have you gone for your health check this year? Check in with your GP at your local Aboriginal medical service if you haven't already, and keep up with your recommended visits. And if you have a chronic condition, keep up with your treatments. If you have any issues or concerns, you can always book another appointment and have a conversation with your doctor for what's best for you.
A message from the Staying Strong Project, funded by the Australian Government Department of Health.